Time for an edition of the Castle Valley FYI, and for your information, I'm Keith Mason. On my phone line guest today, Pete Ashdown is with me. Pete is running for U.S. Senate. Let's go talk to him for just a second. He was good enough to call us this morning to tell us how the campaign trail is going. Pete, how are you?
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Sorry we missed you last week. Got our wires crossed a little bit, but I'm glad to have you back.
Happy to be here.
Pete is running for U.S. Senate once again, right?
Correct.
Well, Pete, why, you know, elections are about a year away, right? And you're kind of early on the campaign trail, aren't you?
Yeah, I felt in order to do this, somebody had to get in there early, so that's why I'm out here now.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, and we'll get to the questions, the political questions in just a second here, Pete, but your name sounds so darn familiar to me, and I don't know why. You and I have never met, and we've never talked before, but Pete Ashdown, that name sounds familiar. Why would that be?
Well, I started an internet service provider in 1993. We were the first internet service provider in Utah. And that internet service provider's name was X-Mission. It's still in operation today, and I'm still the president of it. And locally owned, locally run. And we have about 25,000 customers on that.
Well, congratulations. And since 1993, people have been jumping on the World Wide Web, and I can thank you for bringing it to Utah. If you wouldn't, somebody else would have, huh, Pete?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But congratulations on the business. Sounds like it's doing very well.
Thank you.
Are you involved politically anywhere else? Because, again, the name Pete Ashdown sounds familiar.
Well, Keith, I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I have spent some time on the Hill up here in Salt Lake lobbying on technology issues. As far as any sort of national work, I haven't done anything like that. But I, you know, I have been spending a lot of time in the state. I did come down for International Day's Price. I did the parade down there this summer, and I was just down there last week talking to people in Carbonville and Price and East Carbon and part of the campaign.
Well, we appreciate you coming down. Let us know how you stand. All right, Pete, let's get to these political questions. And here's the first question I always ask a political candidate. Why does Pete Ashdown want to be representing Utah in the U.S. Senate? What makes you want to run into a hornet's nest like that, Pete?
Well, Keith, I've got three kids now. I just had another daughter who was born just a little over a week ago. And I look at the America they are growing up in, and I feel it's drastically different from the America I grew up in. I think their opportunity is shrinking, their education is withering, and I worry about their future. And I feel like if I have the opportunity and the ability to do something for them in political office, then I'm going to sure as heck try.
Okay, well, let's get to those issues. I know that, you know, as a matter of fact, I logged onto your website this morning to get a little bit more information about Pete Ashdown. What is your internet website address again, Pete?
It's Pete Ashdown, spelled ashdown.org.
Okay, we can go there and see how you stand on all these political issues. Let me throw some of these out to you. A lot of these issues affect us on a local level, national level, state level, definitely. So let me get these out to you. How do you feel about the economy? Where's the economy going, Pete? And if elected to U.S. Senate, how could you even start to fix the economy for Utah?
Well, I think part of the worries I have about the economy is the strength of India and China. I mean, just about everything we buy these days is made in China. And we've always had this attitude that if we innovate it, then the rest of the world will make it. Well, we're not innovating it anymore. We're having engineers graduate from our colleges and go back to India and China, and they're graduating more of them than ever. And, of course, I come from an engineering and science background, and I talked to a number of my professors, and they're equally concerned with the lack of innovation going on in this country. I think that sources from a lack of inspiration. We're not inspiring our children to get into these fields. And I look at my inspiration. You know, when I was a kid in kindergarten, I used to run home to watch the Apollo 17 missions, and I was just in awe of what our country was doing back then, and I have a hard time finding anything that children can be amazed by these days.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Back in the heyday, let's look at turn of the century, all the innovations that America made. Also here in Utah, a lot of great inventors in Utah.
Absolutely.
But what have we brought to the table lately? It's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, we invented television in Utah, and we joined the railroads here in Utah, and we've done great things for this country and for this planet in Utah. And I feel like it's not that we're lacking with bright people. I think we're lacking with the inspiration for bright people.
Gotcha. So it sounds like your premonition, your dream here is to start nurturing and keeping those jobs in Utah and start drinking. Well, you know, and I'll be blunt, reaping those benefits, right?
Absolutely, and I think it will come back to us a thousandfold.
Okay, and that goes hand in hand with my next question. Let's talk about education. We in Utah are suffering. I just read the latest statistics and listened to some of the speeches of the recent UEA convention last week, Pete. Per pupil spending in the dumps, class sizes the largest, spending for teacher salaries in the dumps. I mean, it's horrific what Utah is trying to make our educators do. Pete, let's get your views on it.
Well, one thing I learned by going to not only Carbon County, but I was out in the Uinta Basin as well, is that you have a tremendous amount of mineral resources that we're extracting out of there, and it's kind of transparent to you folks that all this money goes out, and you're supposed to be getting a return back, but you don't. You've got problems with the schools out there, and the fact that you can't, you know, keep teachers hired and keep schools open and keep kids in safe buildings and so forth. I think there needs to be absolutely more transparency in the mineral resources fields that we're getting land leases on. So I think, you know, a lot of politicians come out and say education is going to be my first priority. And to a large extent it is in Utah. They spend more on education than anything else, so we need to do better.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, on the education roundtables these days, Pete, there's a lot of talk going about more money from the legislature. Stop this frivolous spending on highways. Stop the frivolous spending on a lot of things. You know, let's put it back into education. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's definitely something to look at on a state side, but I mean, you look at the federal spending and this whole No Child Left Behind Act. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have to go through these micromanaged tests created by the federal government in order to get money out of them. I think the Department of Education should disperse the money and promote model programs, but not be a micromanager.
So you let them just kind of nurture themselves a little bit and just kind of watch them. Is that how you let them incubate themselves?
Yeah, and that's an overriding theme in my campaign, is that local control, the people on the ground here know what to do best. And you know, it was something that really came back to me when I went to visit East Carbon, is they had very little positive things to say about government interaction, is that the federal government more often was meddling and bureaucratic, and the mistakes they're making are just horrendous, especially when you talk about things like drug enforcement in Carbon County and the whole Homeland Security things that are going on down there. It's just astounding to me.
Well, it is, you know, and if nobody has ever been to some of the city council meetings or the commission meetings, get to those, and you'll know more about what Pete and I are talking about. Yeah, there are some interesting things happening in not only national government, but especially on a local basis that you need to get involved with. If you want your voice heard, you need to get to these meetings, right, Pete?
Absolutely, but that's also what I'm advocating with my campaign, is that I believe the Internet, for the first time, presents an opportunity for true democracy, that it presents the opportunity for people to participate in an active sense with their government, instead of petitioning them in this kind of message-in-a-bottle fashion where we send off an email or we call the office and, you know, they take our opinion, or we write a letter. And we hope that our representatives will listen to us. We have the opportunity with the Internet to be an active part of government. And that's what I'm doing with my campaign. I've actually opened up my campaign so people can go to the website. There's a little tab there on the left called Collaborate. And you can go in and critique my policy and critique my strategy and contribute to it and help me do it in the same way that I want to bring that to government.
Pete, we got to go in just a second. And I ask all political candidates this question also. How much time does Pete Ashdown have to devote to the U.S. Senate if elected?
I'm devoting all of my time to this campaign right now, and I would devote all of my time to the U.S. Senate. Of course, I love Utah, and I think one difference that I want to make absolutely clear is that I would keep my house in Utah and have an apartment in Washington. I would not move to Washington and become a creature of what is back there. I think it's important to stay grounded here in Utah.
So it's safe to say, and sounds like what you're saying is, yeah, I'll visit for my job, but I'll live here.
Absolutely.
I got you. Okay, Pete, we got to go in just a second. By the way, I just want to say congratulations to you had a new baby just last week, as a matter of fact. I want to say congratulations to you. Let's meet your family for just a second. Go ahead and tell me how large or how proud of your family you are.
Well, my wife, Robin, is not from Utah, but I met her here in Utah, and we've been married since 1998, and we have a daughter, Madeline, and a son, Henry, and the newest is a little girl named Greta.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like a nice, large, big family.
But I think this is the end of the road for us as far as the kids go.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in raising those kids, and I wish you the best of luck along the campaign trail in the next year. You got a... Yeah, about a year from now. Well, I guess what it comes down to, is there actually going to be a primary for U.S. Senate also?
So far, I have no challengers. I am running as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do have a challenger, then I have to put a convention on that. And then if I get enough delegates, and they get enough delegates, then we have a primary. But otherwise, it would be me versus the Republican candidate. And right now, that's between Orrin Hatch and Steve Urquhart, who's representative from St. George.
That's right. And, yeah, it's a campaign trail and just basically getting started with that right now. Pete, got to go. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Again, visit my website. Send me some email. I want to hear from people in Carbon County and all over Utah.
Sure. Appreciate your time today, sir.
Thank you, Keith.
And again, good luck this year. Can you hang on the line just a second?
Sure.
Be right back with you. Pete Ashdown, running for U.S. Senate, and appreciate his time this morning. Nice guy. Lots going on. Visit his website. Find out more if you like. It's an edition of the Castle Valley FYI. And for your information, I'm Keith Mason. 8:43, we're moving through a Monday morning at 98.3 and 106.7 FM, kicking country.